I hear you.
You want them to help you to execute the idea.
There's a project for many other people, small people can get into the producing cancer and all different ways. But one of the things we need, we want bananas, we want plantains, we want all kinds. They take that, we got them, but we you ever hear about plum rose? Don't you know about
plum rose? Yeah, about plum rose, I didn't actually.
Yes,
yeah.
I remember time when the soil conservation out Haggit, I had called a Trinidadian agronomist that works in soil conservation. I remember a time I gave him 60 plum rose suckers. Give me things that you want. A lot of people don't know about food, but you know, I just said that Barbies, he left me. Barbies is plant the less variety of grapefruit. Food, that's why I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
We got people that don't listen for years. But listen, under the other administration, so I try to talk to people like Adrian Rapper, is that I'm saying them people so I listen to people. I become a fool and I tell them what them men ain't got nothing wrong with them.
Don't take it personally, though. I can tell you that. Don't take it personally at all.
Right. I speak the truth.
A lot of Barbadians reach out. And sorry, I like to use when you callers raise things and put them in a kind of context and perspective. I think, and I remember before the election, we were pointing to places like Finland. I believe Norway was another one where they had set up this, you know, technology so government can kind of communicate in real time with the citizens. I think we tried it here at the beginning of this administration with some email address, which seemed to be overwhelming, not right. But there must be a way where people like you, very experienced, have all the ideas and so on, can communicate with the policy makers and get things done.
I'm not a stranger to the Minister of Agriculture. He promised that when I had them trees and they had them trees and bought them. I stand fruit trees up there, pear trees up there. I'm 5 feet five. And I had fruit trees in five gallon buckets. And then I called the minister to come here. A man in my constituency up there, nobody come. Can I come with you? I can come with you. Can I start to take back champion manager? I send bad words to him and other people that rung me. I ain't going to call the bad words.
We will use our imagination.
He never come. A man that I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know the minister before he ever had agriculture on his mind. I used to play drums in country theater workshop. He was a young dancer, a little school boy dancing. So what happened? He never come to set all the archers.
Mm-hmm.
He never come. So there's the crap that is going on in this land that people don't listen to who doing and who dedicated.
Well, after this call, I'd be surprised if he doesn't visit you. So I will look forward to hearing an update.
If he don't visit me, I'll be saying the same damn thing.
Correct. Well, I look forward to hearing an update that he visit you.
You know what we mean about it? You know, Corey, when peanuts was a great thing in Barbados?
No, please. You got me.
But that's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We could do with such a salt and peanut and all them things. So you know that even the ackee tree, what we call the little Guinness, the little ackee tree, if you know about hard times, because they come along with hard times, when you roast, anytime the ackee season come back in, brother, bake them or roast the season, you're done eat the flesh. You're going to see the greatness of them. You're going to see how nice they taste.
All right, Alpa, we can take leave right now. Well, thank you for calling, and we're going to move on. Thank you. This one is from a 72-year-old who had a 10 o'clock appointment for the vaccination as well. He said, you know, there are lots of people, lots of a line, and, you know, he don't mind, but he was suggesting that there are lots of chairs in the schools, and probably they could put the chairs to form the line so people don't have to stand so long. So there is a suggestion there. I see no problem with that. Brass Stats, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, please.
Right. I would like to talk a bit about the culture here.
Yes, please.
I had a problem with monkeys, with seasoning, sweet peppers, okras, tomatoes. And I was told to try some this black thing, Jane Floyd. But the Jane Floyd, you have to put it in a container, hoping that the monkeys would smell it and they would don't interfere with the crop. But after a while, it don't bother them because you can't put Jane Floyd on the ground to get into the root of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, I tried the newspaper technique. So I got a stick. And where I had these tomatoes and okras and seasoning plants, I chipped the stick down the ground, 3 feet out of the ground, and get newspaper and get a piece of tape and tape on the newspaper onto the stick so that the paper would blow. And I find that I didn't have any problems, again, with the seasoning, nor the okras, nor the tomatoes. What I also did, I got some plastic bags and cut them up long ways and put them on for the same stick, and that keep away the birds. Because the birds, what the birds do, the birds come and pick the tomatoes so that they will ripen faster, so that they can come back and eat the tomato. So the plastic bag keep away the birds. My neighbor had a problem with potatoes and cassava. And I told my neighbor, put some newspaper on the ground. When he planted, they will come and they will pull up the slip, because they believe that there's potato there. So just after you plant it and they come out, they will pull it up. The cassava, the same thing. So I put the newspaper on the ground, I put a rock on top of it. But what happens when the rain falls, you know, the paper will get damp. So you will have to replace the paper, periodically. You have to replace the paper. And he got potatoes. And he got cassava too. We eat some cassava, we eat some potatoes.
What I think is interesting is that by sharing the things that are working for you guys, other farmers who may be stressed may be able to try some of these things and get some success. I think where the area of concern then will transfer will be to the residential areas, where the people, where they're going through like windows and going into people's yards, et cetera, where they won't have, like, they're not planting anything, so they won't have no way to put down their newspaper or anything like that. But for the farmers, yes, the ideas you guys are bringing, I'm hoping that farmers can pick these up, try something till something actually works for them. So I want to thank you all for sharing these ideas that are definitely working. Okay, thanks a lot. Ross, that's good morning. You're on the air. Good morning and welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Okay, fine.
Welcome.
I'm not one to give solutions over the period of time, because I feel the government's previous one, they did not even listen. I don't think it was a case of solutions. They did not even have anything. But, you know, I'm a bit surprised that the teachers weren't vaccinated in order to get the school children back in school. I think we should focus a lot on vaccinating the school teachers and the stakeholders in order to get this. Because I think the children actually have suffered the most during this pandemic. We can't afford to keep put their education on pause. Let me congratulate B.O.B. on the program we had last week for Mr. David Ellis. I gave that program 90%, at least 90%. Excellent, excellent, excellent program. Right? It's also noteworthy that the government had paid off the bill, the debt to UV. You know, in 2017, I think the principal said the debt stood at $200 million at the time. So that is also noteworthy. What I would like to say, actually, this is a little bit in pieces, contribution, actually.
Okay.
The last time when you hosted Dr. Kevin Greening on the program, you know, I find these Sunday programs are quite interesting, but obviously you don't have the time to, you know, to expand it. When I call the program and I actually supported him. But I can say that, yes, the governor of the central bank, when he brought out the 2020 fourth quarter, he said that in his statement, that he had mentioned that probably the government might have to borrow more money from the international financial institutions. But he also said that they had already secured $968 million from the said institutions. Well, I would like to say that the IMF have donated, they have budget, they have given the government $368 million, IDB $400 million, and CAF $200 million. In that same program, I had said that that was the sixth occasion since COVID that the government get a vote of confidence from the international institutions, because the week prior, IADB, United Nations and the IMF have praised Barbados for their performance. Over time, since the COVID, again, the tremendously by it all. The Standard and Poor's and Moody had, they think reaffirm Barbados credit rating. So I'm saying that six times since we had COVID, the international bodies have given Barbados a vote of confidence. Nobody can question that. You know? So I just like to say that, actually.
Okay. Thank you very much for that contribution. We're just going heading up towards the regional roundup, so we take some more calls. Good afternoon. Good morning, sorry. Rushing the day. Good morning.
Good morning, Corey, and everybody who can hear my voice. So I can be quick. Mm-hmm. Pertaining to the monkeys, Corey, you ever eat corned beef from biscuits?
Yes, of course.
You feed the majority of persons in Barbados are eating corned beef?
I feel so.
Okay,
great. Right, but you saw, had a whole political movement on
it.
Biscuit politics. So okay. A lot of people had to eat them back then.
Okay, or for the interest of mm-hmm. time, right? Mm-hmm. You ever eat sea egg? You believe majority of person in Barbados eat sea eggs?
No, I don't think I've eaten sea egg.
But you know, it's a delicacy of Barbados, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Well, years ago, they had an issue with the corned beef, particular thing, what the corned beef was made of, and what people were getting all around the world. But you know what? People still eat it. And I am just saying that I believe in mine is okay to eat the monkeys. According to what you are suggesting, the culture is the problem. The sea eggs is the same everything. Because if people ever really look back at what a sea egg eats and where a sea egg comes from, they would understand what I'm trying to suggest. Now, the only thing that hurt me with that, with the monkeys, is how do you execute the monkey? And that is the ticklish thing about it. Right? Because they are so intelligent, and I think that's where the problem will come. That's one side of it. Now, let me move on quickly to the part with the vaccinations. Do you know when they say we got 50,000 vaccinations, if they mean a double up, as in two vaccinations per person, as in the 50,000 persons, or do you believe they only mean 50,000 directly vaccinations?
I think is I think we got 100,000. We have
okay, good, good,
some.
Okay, good. All right, since you think it that way,
mm-hmm.
now what have been happening right now is that if they don't, because the amount of people supposed to be vaccinated, they got to get two vaccinations, and the time is running and ticking that the persons who got the first one, it soon will be coming for the time for to get the second one. Mm-hmm. Now, by rights, if you don't keep back or know for sure that you're going to get the second one within a specific time, they're going to be a problem. So right now, as far as I'm hearing, we're at 41,000 plus. Now, we're 41,000 plus, it means you soon to the 50,000 persons mm-hmm. who got the first one. You soon.
Correct.
So which means then, what do you have left back? Now, remember, we also donated, probably, I think it's 2001 plus 2008, something like that. So that is a set out of that amount too. So if we are not careful, there's going to be a big problem there too. I know we heard about we will soon get, but remember, we were soon supposed to also get these things that were supposed to help read the tests and whatnot, and we had a lot of problems getting it. Right now, the world is still having problems getting certain things. So we are hoping for the best, I will hope. that things work out the way it's supposed to work out. Because if persons listen good and calculate, they will do the math themselves and look at where we are and what probably is running out now, because majority of the elderly people, as far as I'm hearing, the vulnerable people, frontline workers, essential workers, haven't even got a job yet. So you understand what I'm trying to say to you, yeah?
Yeah, I do. I know they talked about the task force to look at the various groups that will need them, and they're bringing in some more and how they're going to do it. But we're like most of these things, we have a case where we have to look at a mammoth operation, and there can be these loopholes. And the question is, how do we implement to avoid these loopholes? So thank you very much. Brad Stats, good morning. You're on the air. I am advised that there are more vaccines coming in a matter of weeks. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, Corey, I want to talk about the monkeys.
Well, go ahead.
Right now, I got a solution for the monkey. Wait, what them could do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see all the monkeys that get in trouble? I got about 100 of them by me here right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
What they could do in Barbados, you see the place up for the hill that they have already?
Mm-hmm.
What they could do, they could fix it up and translate all the monkeys and bring them and put them in the cage and keep it as a zoo. That when the tourists get back on foot, that means you carry them to go there as a zoo in Barbados, the monkey zoo. So the people could pay and go and watch the monkeys up in the zoo. So I think that every farmer, right, and who willing to donate a roll of wire, they could extend on it and build up the cage bigger and put all those monkeys. And all the supermarkets and grocery store, and so we got the that vegetable and the same farmer that got vegetable and fruits that not good, they could carry them up there and feed the monkey with it. You understand? So yes. You would get population down.
Right. I don't want to drag it out, but just looking at it logistically, they're looking at killing over or capturing over 2,000 monkeys a year. So that would have to be an extremely large zoo to continue to put 2,000 in. Eventually, you're going to run out of space.
Yeah.
So that would be the only issue with that suggestion. But I want to thank you for your interest. And you actually, I like when people bring, you think and you bring a solution. May work, may not work, but at least you're thinking along the lines of how to correct the problem. So I want to thank you for that. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Mr. Corey.
Hi, morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And you?
Good. I'm fair.
All right.
I was calling in connection with that gentleman who was talking about evening, about primrose.
Mm-hmm. The yes, primrose.
That's right, primrose.
Mm-hmm.
That is growing quite a lot in St. Vincent.
Mm.
And it's almost like an apple. And it's delicious. I'm surprised that we don't really have it here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess the people who are from the islands, like St. Vincent and St. Lucia and all those places will have the evening, have the primrose. It's a very, very nice food. If we can get our hands on it, we should be able to buy it and try it. It's very delicious.
I agree with you. I think traveling the Caribbean, when it comes to food and fruits and so on, mm-hmm. I've always had a better experience here. But Barbados always reminded me of like a New York type state. I always wanted to be advanced and a lot of concrete and so not a lot of people paying attention to herbs, medicines, fruits and so on. When I travel the Caribbean, you know, you get all these different fruits and herbs,
right?
And you know, people tell you how this herb is work and so on, but here, you know, it's just the basics, you know, little dunks, little cherries, you know, a can on the side of the road, and coconut water, and you know, that's about it.
Yeah, well, I have traveled the Caribbean a whole lot. All through the islands have been as a youngster growing up. Now that I'm an old lady, I travel the Caribbean very much, and I know about all these different things. But
I'm thankful for scouting. Scouting took me around the Caribbean, another organization that I was in. Scouting back then used to do a lot of traveling and so on. So then you get to really see what the Caribbean is about. And it's just sad that the our Caribbean neighbors who live here wasn't able to spread. And the older generation, because some of the older folk would talk about these things. But the newer folk be more like a fast food kind of generation for in the main part. Pardon me?
Have you ever tried the bread nut? There was a bread
nut tree. Yes.
And for some reason, they just or just knock it down. It was there in Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bread nut tree there. And next thing I look, I see the tree is gone. And it was full of bread nuts, I guess, because Barbicans didn't know the value of bread nuts.
Right, never understood it. They never understood it. And even coming up, one of the things I recognize, even when you're clearing land and so on, I had a love for plants and still do. And you know, even clearing land, we used to do barber job and things. People cut down all kind of trees and don't even know it's trees. To them, everything is green. It got leaves, it's bush, pull it up. So that really permeates the whole society. We more like resorts and things like that instead of flora and fauna. That has been my experience. That's my observation, my personal observation.
That was my observation too, I think, that we have missed out on a lot of the things that the other islands have. Yep. We never really pay any attention because
completely all different cultures.
Knew is, okay, let me get a ticket. I going to New York.
Yeah.
Right? They never thought of going to any of the Caribbean islands, which has so much to offer, a lot of local things that they can use, that we can use in our country. But their thing was to head to New York.
And funny enough, you mentioned that in speaking to other people in the Caribbean, they used to come to Barbados. Like Barbados was the New York of the Caribbean. A lot of people told me they were coming to Barbados because they like the fast lifestyle. And a lot of my friends who, like, their parents lived in the Caribbean, they wanted to go back home, and then they couldn't stay. They were saying, this is too slow. You know, the place is shut too early. So they always thought Barbados is fast-paced type lifestyle. So a lot of younger people, they know anything about, you know, bright nut and plum rose. Right. And if you ask them about wingdings or something,
delicious.
They would tell you.
I love it. And crayfish. You ever had crayfish?
Yep.
Oh.
As I say, when you don't spend time on the farm, you spend time in the pharmacy. And that's really the reality. Anyhow, thank you, ma'am. We got to move on.
And I thank you, too. Have a good day. Be safe.
Same to you. Brass, that's good. Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, morning. Welcome.
Yeah, I want to give a little input for this monkey issue.
More monkey business. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. from in Vaxhall, and I usually keep a few beds. I have about 8 beds, about 20 feet long. And I plant monkey food, you know, the shies and the potatoes and the cassava, etc. And what I did, it was giving me trouble. So what I did is start to, you know, the old thing, clothesline issue. If you got a clothesline, hang out, and you hang your clothes on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I put 3 sticks in the bed, one at the center and one at each end, and run some kite twine to the tree stick. Hang the newspaper with the clothespins, and I can lay there in my bed comfortably now. I ain't getting no trouble with the monkeys. They come and look at the cat, come to frighten.
The monkeys I hear about, they got different types of monkeys. Some went to school and some didn't go to school. Because I know monkeys will come and pull off that newspaper and read it.
But the ones
here
can't read.
Okay, see, that's what happened now. So you laughing, but it's so serious. I heard people talk about how monkeys terrorize the neighborhood no matter what they do. But listening to some of you guys, some of these tricks and the trade actually working. So I hope people try all these different things. Download the manual. As I said, about 50 different ideas. And that they could work for other persons as well. So that's very interesting.
I also have my gutter perk too, you know.
I can't really last over here about gutter perk.
Monkey water through the gully, but almost as big as me. Like, I'm serious like a man.
But no, these monkeys actually put a lot of threat to people. To say, you know, some people right in here telling me about monkeys in neighborhoods, how they trouble the children, they trouble the women. They're very, 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 very vicious.
Yeah.
Towards women in particular.
I'm getting scared because I see is so big. I'm a little scared. And a guy was telling me yesterday that even the dogs, when the dogs get, they like to pluck out the dog eyes when they're fighting with the dog.
Listen, the stories that I get in here on the WhatsApp, right, with the things that these monkeys do, it is insane. Anyhow, thank you. The music tells us it's time to go to the regional. I just want to put this official message out there so people are clear. When we talk about the vaccines, they're talking about administering 50,000 people. The second shot is due 3 months later. More vaccines are coming in a matter of weeks. We receive 50,000 vaccines. In other words, 100,000 shots. As it is, a vaccine comprises 2 shots. So there can't be very many left from the first batch, hence focusing on absolutely the very vulnerable now, those over 70. So remember, you got people, you know, you got 41,000, I mean, you got about 9,000 left to be the 50,000, and then those 50,000, they get their second shot in 3 months. You're listening to Down to Brass Stats, the Wednesday edition. I'm your host, Corey Lane. Before I go any further, like the caller, I think one of our last callers who gave Friday's program 90%, I want to go ahead and give it 98% and 1% for me and 1% for Joyanne. We weren't able to get on, and I did say to Joyanne I would take the opportunity on Wednesday to do somewhat of a belated tribute, and I encourage her to do the same thing when she's on Friday. And I'm going to keep mine short because I think persons did have what they had to say, and a lot of it is shared sentiment from myself. But one of the things I really enjoyed about the program was it was the opportunity for the VOB, Starcom, and broadcasting generally, family, to give Mr. Ellis, Mr. David Ellis, his flowers and his bouquets while he was alive. And for me, that is something I always advocate, because we wait till persons are gone then to be able to say all the best things about them when they cannot hear it or smell those lovely flowers while they are alive. So for me, it was a big happy birthday to him. It was happy retirement day, and not happy retirement, but happy retirement day. And of course, a big thank you for giving me the opportunity to sit in this chair to participate and help shape national discourse, something that I'm very, I don't take it for granted. I feel very privileged to be able to converse with my fellow citizens. Like others, I do believe that David has spent a considerable time, energy, a lifetime in promoting balance and fairness, fearlessness, and allowing all views to contend. I remember being brought to this post, this position, this chair, and there wasn't any real formal training. You know, you would sit with you, put on the training wheels, one or two programs, and then they say, right on, you know? But one thing he did say, you know, you must give every caller an opportunity. I found it strange. It was saying, don't ban any callers. And I, like, that was the furthest thing from my mind. Why was that even said, you know? But it was always about letting all the views contend. So for me, it was the opportunity, or this is the opportunity for me to say to thank you to Tamekia Skeet, Tamekia Young, you know, for encouraging Mr. Ellis to give me that opportunity. Because I remember as a young student in primary school, my friends used to tell me, he was an old man, I used to listen to Brass Stats, and they used to wonder why I wasn't listening to Liberty at the time. And I remember, you know, sneaking a little radio on my pillow. I used to listen to it was Heartbreak Hotel. And I used to try to listen to, like, the call-in programs and so on. Something that Scout Leader used to do before. And as they heard, you know, a discourse between the caller and the moderator, and it sounded so funny. And from there, I was really listening to it. But one of the other things, and specifically I want to thank Mr. Ellis publicly in his retirement for, is the ability to help me to improve. When I first came to the program, a lot of people say, like, you're a crass nature, you know, keep that and so on. But in terms of how you speak on radio, there are some people who were concerned. Some people offer criticism. Some people offer constructive criticism. But Mr. Ellis would, you know, call me after some programs, and he would, you know, say, he would give you advice on the grammar, the pronunciation, etc., etc. And over a period of time, the calls got less and less. And I would like to think because of improvement, and not that he just gave up on me. So I want to thank him very much publicly for that opportunity, and wish him all the best for his retirement day, and look forward, like others, after he get a little rest, to see what he holds next for the future for him. So I want to thank them very much for giving me the opportunity to not only be here, but to say that.